As the general public waits for COVID-19 vaccines to become more widely available, Oklahoma Governor Kevin Stitt is proposing that teachers move up on the priority list. Catherine Sweeney is a health reporter for State Impact Oklahoma, and she joins me now with the latest. And Catherine, what are officials saying about why they want to move teachers up on the list?
Teachers have been pushing to be moved up on the list because Oklahoma is trying to reopen all of its schools and cut down significantly on virtual learning. At a press conference, Governor Kevin Stitt said that he wants every single school district to have at least the option of in-person school, if not completely reopening it. Teachers said, if you want us to be in school, we need to be vaccinated and prioritized for that. So he announced that today that they would be moving up to the second phase of our distribution plan.
Another thing that a lot of folks are talking about in Oklahoma is that when it comes to priorities of the vaccine, Oklahoma has one of the highest incarceration rates per capita in the country. 1 in 4 Oklahoma prisoners have tested positive for COVID-19. Are they being prioritized?
They could be. So we have in our second phase of vaccination distribution, people who live in communal spaces, which could include prisoners. People haven't been talking about that. The governor hasn't mentioned it much. The Department of Corrections hasn't issued a release. They are believed to be included in that second phase, but that hasn't been discussed widely.
Yeah. With over 30,000 active COVID-19 cases in the state, what are public officials telling people to do to stay safe right now?
So Oklahoma had very few business restrictions when it comes to coronavirus protections for most of the year. Our reopening happened late in the spring, and we had, probably no restrictions at all until just a couple of weeks ago. Our hospitalizations have been, like many other states, out of control. And so the governor instituted an executive order that limits the hours that bars and restaurants can operate. They have to close at 11. We've started putting restrictions on indoor venue spaces for events. They have to be at 50% of capacity.
Thank you so much for this update. Catherine Sweeney, health reporter for State Impact Oklahoma.